I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. We are closing out September, Kevin. This is going to be our last Fishing News for the season. It's hard to believe, but here we are.
It is hard to believe we're here already. You can already see every weekend or every day that you get out on the water. There's fewer anglers out there. There's fewer boats out there. But the good news is this is not the end of the fishing season. There's plenty of fishing still to go.
There is still plenty of good fishing to be had through the fall season. So let's talk about that a little bit, and let's start with striped bass fishing through the fall.
We're actually reaching what I would say is kind of the second high point of the season. After the spring run, we have the fall run. So what's happening now is striped bass are starting to make their way south. So some of the fish that have been here all summer are going to leave our waters, but we're also getting fresh fish from up north that are going to be passing through. There's also a lot of bait in the water. So you can get some really spectacular fishing in October on Cape Cod. The only thing is it can be kind of a feast and famine situation. One day you'll run into a huge school of fish, and then because they're migrating, the next day there might not be any in that space. So keep getting out, keep fishing. Striped bass will be around all the way through October, almost definitely. And there are usually fish still around to pick off if you're willing to keep going into November.
Another great fish to go for in the fall is tautog. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, tautog is a traditional fall fish that's actually just starting to peak right now, and you can catch tautog all the way through November. They're a very cool fish, a bottom feeder fish that likes to eat crabs. So go to the tackle shop. You can buy what they call green crabs and put those on a hook. That's your best bait for tautog. You can find them on rock piles and around docks with deep water. They really like structure, and they're really well known as being a delicious fish and particularly good in fish chowders, which are also particularly good this time of year.
And how about freshwater fishing as an option? What can you tell me about that?
A lot of anglers don't think about the freshwater on Cape Cod, but this time of year, especially if you get a windy, cold day and you don't feel like braving the ocean, there's a lot of options in freshwater. We have excellent largemouth bass fishing on the Cape. Probably a lot of it has to do with the fact there isn't a lot of pressure put on them. There aren't a lot of fishermen who target them. So there's great largemouth bass, and there's also great trout fishing. There are a number of ponds that have stocked trout on the Cape, and a lot of them get a fresh stocking in the fall. So you get a new round of fish that are usually put in September and into October. So there can be great trout fishing.
Another great passage of the season is an event that On the Water is hosting this weekend. It's Striper Fest down in Falmouth Harbor.
Yes, this Saturday is our annual Striper Fest celebration. It starts at noon and goes until 6. And it's a festival that celebrates everything about striped bass. We have food, we have rides, we have games, lots of tackle demonstrations. You can also take a boat ride out in the harbor and try a new motor. And the other thing that we're doing this year is we have partnered with the New England Melanoma Foundation. It's not something that a lot of people connect right away with fishermen, but we spend so much time out in the sun, we think it's very important. So part of our proceeds will be benefiting the Melanoma Foundation this year.
Let me ask you to round up the fishing action now.
Fishing action has been pretty good lately. Striped bass, especially Cape Cod Bay and into the canal, has been very good. We're not seeing quite yet any big fall run type action, so I think that's still ahead of us. I think we'll still have some great fishing in October. The brightest note of this fall has been the false albacore and bonito fishing. It continues to be excellent, especially around Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, so it's been a great season for that.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin, thanks for another great season of the Fishing News.
I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
For WCAI, I'm Steve Junker.